Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Tuesday, October 21st, 2014. All the best technology news within the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. If you're an iPhone user and you live in China and you just happen to be able to actually download this podcast, listen up. It is reported that Chinese authorities are now extending that great firewall China to include iCloud services. That's going to include iMessages, contacts, your photos, on any of its citizens that own an iPhone that's connecting it to iCloud. In other words, China's tracking your every single move. Scary, yes? Surprising? Not at all. Now, for the rest of the world, they're thinking, okay, this is China, you know, we don't have to worry about that. Ha-ha! Ha-ha, there's a catch. Given how deeply iCloud is integrated into Apple devices, there is a little bit of cause of concern here. How is the Chinese government actually doing this? Some are actually suggesting that they are hacking the iCloud service. Others are just saying, no, they're just blocking it. When you try to access the iCloud.com website from Firefox or Chrome browsers in China, users are getting blocked. But if you use Qihoo, I guess that's how you say it, Qihoo, Chinese 360 browser, you're taken directly to a dummy iCloud login account. So what it comes down to is if you're in China right now, it's best you use a VPN so you can get into the authentic iCloud. As for the other iPhone owners around the world, no cause to be concerned yet. But do remember, the product is made in China. First there was Pebble. Then there was other smartwatches that came along. Then Apple said, it's our turn. Now Microsoft is saying, wait, we're gonna enter too. Yeah, the battle for the smartwatch market's heating up again, and Microsoft is getting into the mix. Microsoft is planning to release its own wearable computer in the coming weeks. According to Forbes, where this information is coming from, the new Microsoft Watch will have a battery life of 2 days. Now, that's way better than charging it daily, which is what Apple is kind of hinting at. Also, your Samsung Galaxy Gear Watch and the Moto 360 all need to be charged pretty much every day. It will track your heart rate. It will interact with devices made by other manufacturers. No word if that's going to include the iPhone. However, though, Microsoft is playing down the rumors, saying they do not comment on speculation. The smartwatch market is kind of reminding me now of how it was the pre-iPad days. Let's make one before Apple gets one out. Android enthusiasts out there, did you know there's a Flappy Bird clone hidden in your Android 5.0 Lollipop settings? There is. TechCrunch is reporting that if you repeatedly tap on the version number inside the settings menu, it will launch a game with an Android robot dangling on giant lollipops, and is played in the exact same way as Flappy Bird is. This will probably be the closest thing Flappy Bird will ever get to hitting an Android device, so enjoy it. No word yet if it's going to permanently stay there. More than likely, it probably will. Android's known for its little Easter eggs here and there. I'm sure Google probably won't pull it out there because they just can't handle the success. Speaking of Google, the fight for piracy continues on. Google has announced some changes to its search engine to attempt to curb online piracy. Of course, Google's been criticized, saying, oh, you're pointing people to piracy, and they're going, whatever. The new measures, which the music and movie industry are just raving about, will instead point users towards legal alternatives, such as Spotify and Google Play. However, though, there's a funny side to this story. Google's going to list these legal services in a box at the top of the search results. So what's that mean? Yeah, it's an advert, meaning if legal sites want to appear there, they're going to have to pay Google. Now, wouldn't that be funny if the Pirate Bay decides, let's just buy some Google ad space, shall we, so we can appear at the top of the page. The music streaming service market is really on fire, shall we say. A lot of that had to do with Apple's acquisition of Beats, of course. And Spotify is feeling a little bit of the pressure. However, though, consumers rejoice. Spotify has introduced Spotify Family, where you can add up to 4 extra accounts for just $5 each. That means the basic service, $9.99 a month, then $5 for an extra, then $5 for an extra, and then $5 for an extra, and so on, up to 5 users. For a grand total of $30 a month for streaming music that you don't own. Criticisms aside, yes, Spotify Family, it's actually a pretty good deal, though. However, though, don't get too excited. It's not quite available yet. Spotify, though, is saying it's going to be available very, very, very soon. That's even how they term it. Very, very, very. Don't you just hate it when a service just teases you like this, when it's something they could implement right now? Apple has released iOS 8.1. It is available now. Go on and download it if you so dare. iOS 8.1 brings bug fixes, we hope. Speed improvements, we certainly hope. Interface changes. It also enables text messaging forwarding and instant hotspot, allowing iOS devices to better integrate with each other and max running OS X Yosemite. Also with iOS 8.1, Apple is opening access to its iCloud photo library. Ooh, I bet China heard that. The cloud service will now store all of your photos from all of your devices in a single library that relays changes to every single device. Also, iOS 8.1 marks the debut of Apple Pay. Of course, only if you're an iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus owner. And if you feel like going to McDonald's every day. iOS 8.1 is available now. You can upgrade it over the air or go right through iTunes. Or you can do what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for a little while. And finally, going to take you back to the late 90s now. You remember Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky? You remember that whole scandal thing there? You ever had a lot of questions about that? Not saying they're going to get answered, but there is a way to maybe ask now. Monica Lewinsky is on Twitter. Yes, that former White House intern that spent a lot of her times underneath the Oval Office desk has begun using Twitter yesterday. Her first tweet was hashtag here we go. Now, her account isn't verified yet, but Vanity Fair said it is confirming the authenticity of her account. Now, it doesn't seem yet that Bill and Monica are following each other yet on Twitter, but I bet Bill's got something up his sleeve.
Hey, Monica, I heard you're on Twitter now. How about you and I do a little tweeting underneath the desk? You know what I mean? Ha ha.
If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow, guaranteed, for your hump day news and the best tech news from the past 24 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you for listening.